You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I'm Red Palmer, and it is a new day, if you want it to be. There's a miracle coming your way, if you'll believe for one. Kathleen Hollop is my guest today. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning, Red. I'm fine, thank you.
How is the weather in upstate New York today? That's where you are, right?
Yeah, I'm in Wappingers Falls. It's kind of chilly, but at least we're not getting snow or sleet or slush or mush.
Wappingers Falls. I just went through there at the beginning of the summer, and right before you go over, I guess, some bridge to Connecticut, there's a diner there. And the food there was exceptional, exceptional. Do you know the diner I'm talking about?
It 84 Diner?
Yes.
Okay.
Exceptional. And but most importantly, we've been hearing a lot about Jesus in the season, Christmas time, and everybody's got Jesus on the mind. Of course, originally, you know, people think it's just a holiday. It's not a holiday. It's supposed to be a holy day, and mm-hmm. it's not Christmas. It's Christ's Mass. Christ's
yes.
Mass. Now, you have written a book, You're the author of the, I'm reading what it says there. I feel like Biden. I read what it said there. The author, The Real God. The name of the book is The Real God. His name is Jesus. And there's no other name by which men may be saved. We're going to go briefly over. You have 15 chapters in this book. This book is available. Is this the one that's advertised in Vero's Voice magazine?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so folks, if you're listening to this, viewing this, watching it, if it's, you can go to Vero's Voice and look at the December or January issue, December 24 or January 25, and you'll see the ad for her book, and that'll tell you how to get it. But again, it is Kathleen Hollop, H-O-L-L-O-P. Okay, let's jump right into this thing. The deity of Christ. Now, this is in conflict with a lot of people. We know that whether it's the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or whatever's out there, they don't believe necessarily in the deity of Jesus, meaning that he is one with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know that he's one with the Father? I happen to know it because I've experienced it, but you tell me.
I know it because in John chapter 1, it says, he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So as you look at John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God and was God. Jesus is the Word of God, and he did become flesh and dwelt among us. And it says, he's the creator. Without him was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you look at the Old Testament, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, they were thrown into a fiery furnace, but the king looked and he saw a fourth man walking with them, and he said, that fourth man, didn't I throw three in the furnace? And they said, yeah, just three. And he said, how come I see a fourth man walking with them and he looks like the Son of God? And that is in Daniel, the Old Testament, confirming that a full-grown Jesus was in the fiery furnace with them, protecting them from being burnt up. Not a hair on their head was burnt. Because Jesus was with them.
You know, it's hard for people who have not experienced a touch from the Lord to really believe. And even those of us who have been touched by the Lord, for instance, I just lost a friend this past week. He was only 49 years of age, had a nice, his first daughter, she was only maybe 7 years of age, and he dropped dead from a heart attack. And you go, why? And I know God will say, well, my ways are not your ways. Where were you, Rhett, when I formed the oceans and the sky? So I am no one to second-guess God, obviously. But it is difficult at times to understand, you know, and to believe that he is who he said he was.
Well, I can tell you this, that this life is temporary. These physical bodies do not last forever. We will all die someday. That is a given. As soon as you're born into this world, you're a step closer to dying.
Let me ask you this. Now, originally, though, we were not supposed to die, but then we had the fall in the garden. And so what we're seeing here, the life we know are the skeletal remains of what was paradise. It even said the animals didn't kill each other before the fall.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
So we probably
didn't. There were no mosquitoes biting people. There was no poison ivy, poison oak, all of that, thorns and...
Thorns and thistles. And the funny thing is, amazing thing is, thorns and thistles on that. Once Eve ate the apple, thorns and thistles grew out of the ground. And they say that's why Jesus had to wear a thorny crown to take back that curse.
Yes, exactly. People don't realize that Jesus came. He left heaven, okay? And he was implanted in Mary's womb as the seed of the Word of God. If you look when Adam and Eve fell in Genesis, that God said, the seed of the woman will crush Satan's head. Now, women's bodies do not bring forth seeds. They have eggs, okay? We produce eggs. We don't produce seeds in our body. They're eggs.
But you produce boys.
The Bible said the seed of the woman would crush Satan's head.
So,
and the Holy Spirit came on Mary and implanted in her the seed of the Word of God. He was never her egg. He was not Joseph's sperm. He was planted in her womb as the seed who would crush Satan's head.
Well, you know, people think it's a strange story. But if you think about it, who do you have in your life that would lay down their life for you? Who would do that?
Not too many people would be willing to be beaten and flogged and made fun of and rejected and hated and spat on and punched and smacked and endure such a horrible beating, having a crown of thorns slammed into their skull and nails in their hands and feet. I don't know anyone else who would want to endure such a thing for me.
Let me ask you this. So who is Kathleen Hollop? You've written this book, The Real God. His name is Jesus. And you say he is a deity. He is one with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So were you always a believer was there a time as an adult where you had a conversion experience?
For the first 30 years, I had religion, but I didn't know God. I was religious. I had knowledge that they're about God, of God, but I had never really repented of my sin and asked Jesus to come into my heart and take control of my life until I was 30 years old.
What brought you to that point?
A coworker died, and I went to the funeral, and I looked at that casket. And I knew if it was me in that casket, I was on my way to hell. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I wasn't right with God. And that reality scared me. And that very next day, I cried out, God, if you're even up there, if you really exist, help me. And I went to work that day at Indian Point. I was a security officer. And two of the other officers came out to my booth, and they said to me, do you want forgiveness for every sin you've ever done? I started to cry, and I said, now the devil had been telling me, oh, God could never love you. You've sinned. You've blown it. You're ugly in the sight of God. God could never accept you, never receive you. And they showed me God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And they said to me, you're part of this world, aren't you? And I said, yes. And they said, if you were the only person on the earth, Jesus would have came just for you, to save you. And they prayed with me, and it felt like a cement block of guilt, self-hatred, depression, despair, fear, hopelessness, all of this darkness got lifted out of my heart, and I felt the love of God just pour into my heart, and I felt clean for the first time in years.
Now, this was not just an intellectual thing.
It had nothing to do with intellectualism and everything to do with me asking God's forgiveness for my sin and saying, Jesus, I believe you died for me on that cross. Come into my heart, come into my life and change me and help me to live for you. It was a relational experience. It wasn't intellectual in my mind. It was asking him, come in my heart and be mine and let me belong to you, God. It was a relationship in my heart and heart-to-heart time with God in that booth.
Yeah, I had something similar. I thought Jesus was a bunch of foolishness until I was 29. And called upon his name, and then nothing happened when I first called. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead. Okay, nothing happened. And I said, well, you know, I'm a fool to live this life without my creator who created me. And so I said, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead, and I surrender to you. I surrender the rest of my life. And that's when I was filled with his holiness and that love you were talking about. And you either know it, if you don't know that you've been born again, you are not born again. Jesus said, make sure ye are born from above. You should be born once of the flesh from your mother's womb, but once of the spirit. And if that hasn't happened to you, as you said, you had a perfunctory religious life up until you were 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And same with me. I was 29. So we're very similar there. And then I wonder what provoked, though, the other security guards to come to you.
They came out to my booth and they said, God told us to come out here and talk to you.
Amazing. And yet you said that prayer within 24 hours before that you had said that prayer.
God, if you exist, help me. And he sent two people to show me that he loved me and I could ask him into my heart and have a relationship with God. Exactly.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America's new clinic is now open in Port St. Lucie. Do you suffer from poor sleep? This can be a root cause of Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has tools to address sleep issues. Also, in the observational study of their protocol, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. These are amazing results. There is now hope for loved ones suffering from cognitive decline. Online at atca.ai or 772-298-4477.
How things look, the truth is now all said and done. The Father God, he loved his Son. He loved the human race as well, and sent his Son with them to dwell and die and rise again. It all began in Bethlehem
a humble birth in a manger bare, found this newborn king, and of his love the angels sing. With songs of praise, the earth still rings in worship of Christ the King. It all began in Bethlehem. It all began in Bethlehem. The shepherds watched their flocks, lost in winter's long deep night, when they saw a heavenly light. Then they drew close in reverent fear, as angels sang the message clear of a king born to them. That night there in Bethlehem, a humble birth in a manger bare, found this newborn king, and of his love the angels sing. With songs of praise, the earth still rings in worship of Christ our King. It all began in Bethlehem. It all began in
with a girl, and by the words he speaks, he gives a savior to the world. The time grows to its fullness, and Mary's son is born. The promise's fulfillment lies asleep now in her arms. He didn't come to terrify, to judge or condescend, to call us all his servants, but to lift us as his friends, to save us all from Satan's power, to reign at his right hand in the little town of Bethlehem when God became a man. The day the God of majesty is given to the earth, a gift of such magnificence we can never plumb its worth. And the rudeness of the setting just ignites the jewel's fire, a pearl beyond the greatest price, the joy of man's desire. We can never plumb its worth, and the rudeness of the setting just ignites the jewel's fire, a pearl beyond the greatest price, the joy of man's desire. He didn't come to terrify, to judge or condescend, to call us all his servants, but to lift us as his friends, to save us all from certain death, to reign at his right hand, when once for all eternity God became a man.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie, online at ATCA.ai or phone 772-298-4477.
Everything that happened to me was good. God did.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry, along with Reverend Evangelist Hermaney. Join us on every Saturday at 7:45 a.m. on WCNO 89.9.
Virgin Mary, a baby you'll carry, said Angel Gabriel. The son you'll give birth to, he'll be the one who reigns over Israel. Joseph was faithful, answering God's will. Beside her there in the manger on that first Christmas night, the baby Jesus sent to redeem us lay in a lonely stable bed. The King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, born one night in Bethlehem. Star to guide them traveling to behold the child from heaven, born of a virgin, as prophecy had foretold. The baby Jesus sent to redeem us lay in a lonely stable bed. The King the shepherds that all should worship him. They spread the story with praise and glory of one night in Bethlehem. The baby Jesus sent to redeem us lay in a lonely stable bed. The King born one night, born one night.
So sweet and clear, when heaven's light and music fell and mercy found us here. Glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to angels sing. He came to tell the Father's love, his goodness and his grace, to show the brightness of his smile, the glory of his face. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, your children sing. His name shall be called Wonderful. Burdens and to give a glorious gift. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the world will sing. His name shall be called
Janice and Jane, and Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas
everywhere you go. But the prettiest sight you'll see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. A mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds fall through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling of the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you down the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Now in the meadow we can build a snowman, that he is Parson Brown. We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you get back in town. Well, later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face and afraid all the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
This is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.
Hi, I'm Penny Cook, coming to you with another edition of Pursuing Prayer for America. The Bible tells us to pray for our leaders. Sometimes we may not know what to pray for our government, or we may feel discouraged when we see them not as upright as we'd like them to be, but that's all the more reason to pray for them, locally, to those in our nation's capital. They need our prayers. So would you pray these scriptures with me for our leaders? Father, we thank you for those who have taken on the great responsibility of leadership in our local and national government, in our schools, in our churches, and our places of work. We pray for leaders who are above reproach, who are humble, who fear God and are trustworthy. Lord, protect us from those who are not, and deliver us from evil. We ask that you open our leaders' eyes to truth and guide them in wisdom. Protect them in the spiritual battles they face. Guard them from persecution. Strengthen them from burnout. May they not seek their own benefit, but the good of those they lead. May they serve as examples of good for all people, so we may be able to live peaceful and godly lives, that all may be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. We are all leaders in some way and are accountable to you, just as they are. So let us present ourselves as ones approved by God and not ashamed. Give us discernment for who to vote for, and help us to accept their authority, the authority you have allowed, and help us to continue to pray for them to lead us in truth and in justice. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for praying. To find out more about Pursuing Prayer for America, you can go to pennycookauthor.com, that's Cook with an E, and may we all continue to pray for America and our leaders.
He shed his glory, he left his throne to be born, the baby of a virgin. He walked among us clothed in flesh and bone, taking on the nature of a servant. For love he suffered willingly, he bore in his poverty, come to show the servant way of Jesus. Must have the mind of Christ our Lord, loving others just as he has loved us, with humble spirits seeking no reward but to please the Lord who reigns above us. We owed a debt only he could pay. He died the servant's way, and we must die a little every day as we live the servant way of Jesus.
us die a little every day as we live the servant way of Jesus.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon with the Father-Child Connection. It wasn't too long ago that there was a fierce debate about whether Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. I submit to you, however, that there is one thing that we all can agree on. Dads matter. Now, I am fully aware that some of you listening to me right now have mixed feelings when you hear that word, father. There are many, too many, who have had an abusive father or father figure, while others have experienced or are currently experiencing an absent father. This is one of the reasons we here at the Father-Child Connection take our mission so seriously and personally. Our mission is to empower fathers and father figures to establish, re-establish, or strengthen the connection between their children and themselves, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. Dads, you matter, both your presence as well as your absence. Some of you listening to me right now live with current regret because of past mistakes that you have made. Others live with the ever-lingering hurt from not having a good father-child relationship when you were growing up. Here's the good news. It's never too late to start doing or saying the right thing. If you would like to hear more about how you can handle the past wounds of an absent or abusive father, please call 561-229-2379 or email us at thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
Thank you.
Something for Christmas, something for you and for me. As little things go, there's nothing I know as big as this turned out to be. Just a little something for Christmas, something that everyone needs. Though some people want it and some people don't,